You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. We've been reminding you that the fire danger is considered very high in our area, and the state has seen 68 wildfires in just the past week, burning 937 acres and counting. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more on the biggest blaze in the state, which is in neighboring Green Lake County.
In the town of Seneca, the Big Island Fire has burned an estimated 745 acres. Crews were dispatched to the White River Marsh State Wildlife Area right around 4:30 in the afternoon. This is exactly when the winds were gusting up to 40 miles per hour, helping spread the fire, which is currently being held on the south side of County Road D. Two residents have been evacuated, with six structures threatened. The Wisconsin DNR also says that there have been no injuries and that the fire is under investigation. No DNR or private approved prescribed burn was in the area at the start of the fire.
If you haven't yet registered to vote for the April 1st election, time's running out. Here's Derek Tritz.
Wisconsin's spring election is just around the corner, with polls opening April 1st from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Deadlines for online and mail voter registration just passed, but if you haven't registered yet, you can still register in person at your municipal clerk's office until 5 p.m. March 28th. Wisconsin also allows for same-day voter registration. You'll just need a government-issued ID like a driver's license and additional proof of residence if your current ID doesn't match your current address. More information can be found at myvote.wi.gov.
By the way, early in-person voting begins today in most places. Check with your city clerk for voting days and times. The Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors unanimously voted to support and endorse the Oshkosh Area School District's consolidation referendum appearing on the April 1st ballot. The school district is asking voters to approve a $197.8 million referendum focusing on consolidation, prioritizing student safety, and improving learning spaces while maintaining a $0 tax increase to the debt levy. Superintendent of Oshkosh Schools Brian Davis will be speaking at the 2025 State of the Community Address Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. at the Oshkosh Convention Center alongside other Oshkosh community leaders and will address the referendum. Oshkosh police arrested a 16-year-old girl from Menasha Monday in connection to a shooting in the 1000 block of Jefferson Street Friday night. She faces charges of first-degree attempted homicide, three counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety, and one count of cruelty to animals. She was transferred to a secure detention facility. A psychiatric evaluation has been ordered for 19-year-old Caden Stakowitz of Menasha after he pleaded not guilty and not guilty because of mental disease or defect Monday on charges that he set fire to U.S. Representative Glenn Grothman's Fond du Lac office in January. If Stakowitz goes to trial with the not guilty because of mental disease plea, the jury would first determine if he's guilty. And then if he is, a second phase of the trial would determine if he suffers from mental disease. Stakowitz's next appearance in court will be a status conference May 12th. The Oshkosh Area School District Board of Education voted last week to restrict those who make public comment during school board meetings to only OASD residents or people with a child attending school in the district. The vote was not unanimous. Timothy Hess voted against the change.
I am willing to listen to anybody who is interested in coming here, that there are people that live outside of this community that would have something to say that I feel like we should be listening to. So honestly, I feel like this is an attempt to limit particular people that we know we don't want to hear from, that live outside of the district.
But board member Barbara Herzog disagreed.
I think it's important to remember that the purpose of our board meetings is to conduct board business. We're not required by law to have a public comment session.
The policy change passed with a vote of 5-2. Appleton-based Air Wisconsin is being sued by the federal government for a troubled flight into Milwaukee. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The FAA has taken Air Wisconsin to court, accusing the Appleton-based airline of withholding information about a hard landing incident. It's also alleged they ignored a subpoena request. The lawsuit follows an emergency landing in Milwaukee by an Air Wisconsin-operated flight. The FAA filing says it could have been due to pilot error, despite initial reports of landing gear problems.
Wisconsin food pantries and farmers want the USDA to restore programs to help buy local produce. The agency announced last week that it was ending the local food purchase assistance and the local food for schools programs. That's part of the cuts initiated by billionaire Elon Musk and President Donald Trump. Over 280 farms and 250 food pantries in Wisconsin took part in the LFPA program in 2023 and 2024, with $4.2 million in food distributed to food pantries. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction got $3.4 million for the school food program. USDA officials say the programs were meant only as pandemic support and no longer serve the agency. At the state capitol, lawmakers are debating a Republican-authored bill to prohibit gender-affirming care for those under the age of 18. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Mosinee Republican Senator Corey Tomczyk co-authors the legislation and says he considers it child abuse when parents allow their children to begin hormone therapy, take puberty blockers, and begin to transition. Opponents of the bill say it would take away life-saving care for trans youth. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has vowed to veto any legislation he says would harm the state's LGBTQ youth.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
A setback for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks' backup center, Jericho Sims, will be out for at least a month. Sims had surgery yesterday in New York after suffering torn ligaments in his right thumb. It happened early Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims, after the game, his right hand all taped up.
It happened the first few seconds I was in. I got caught on another player when I was cutting him off. Physical is just boxing out. I mean, that's something that we usually are good at, but, you know, it's certain teams we tend to struggle with.
The Bucks open a five-game road trip tonight against Golden State. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Denver for their game Thursday afternoon against Montana. Marquette will face New Mexico in Cleveland on Friday night. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Padres 14-8 out in Arizona. Infielder Bryce Terang sitting out with a sore shoulder. For now, it looks like Joey Ortiz will start at shortstop on opening day. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conan O'Brien crushed it. It seems he was the host the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences longed for when it comes to hosting the Oscars. People have picked apart past hosts' performances, but reviews for Conan's emceeing skills were overwhelmingly positive. His reward? Conan will host the 98th annual Oscar Awards next March 15th. The talk show host was asked about coming back and said the only reason he's returning next year is so he can hear Adrian Brody finish his speech. He might have to extend that another year. You gotta love when someone makes a documentary about a controversy that hasn't even been decided yet. Such is the case with the Blake Lively-Justin Baldoni legal battle. The documentary He Said, She Said, Blake Lively versus Justin Baldoni, is available to watch in the UK on Five Channel, but those in the US who couldn't care less will have to wait until March 31st. First, when it will drop on Max and Discovery Plus. Despite some well-reviewed films, it was a pretty lackluster weekend at the box office. The weekend proved to be the lowest grossing theater totals of the year so far, with prognosticators surprised that a spring break weekend at the box office came in even lower than Super Bowl weekend by about $1 million. Novocaine led the way with a little more than $8 million at the gate. The film stars Jack Quaid as a man who does not feel pain while trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend. Last week's champ, Mickey 17, finished in second place with $7.5 million and $33 million for the two-week total. Steven Soderbergh's new spy thriller, Black Bag, finished with $7.5 million but on about 1,100 less screens than Mickey 17. Rounding out the top five are Captain America, Brave New World, which pulled in over $5 million, and The Day the Earth Blew Up, the first Looney Tunes movie ever made for a theatrical release, with a disappointing just over $3 million. The late Gene Hackman did not mention his three children in his will, but they might still end up with some of his $80 million worth of assets. Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, passed away in late February under mysterious circumstances. Late last week, it was disclosed that Arakawa passed away from the hantavirus a week before her Oscar-winning husband. Authorities say Hackman suffered from Alzheimer's disease and couldn't take care of himself after his wife died, and as a result, passed away a week later. In Betsy's will, it was stated that she left her estate to various charities. Hackman, however, named Betsy as the recipient of his assets, essentially leaving his three now middle-aged children out in the cold, or so it would seem. As it turns out, due to Betsy's death, Hackman has no secondary beneficiaries, so it looks like his kids will be the recipient of their father's $80 million fortune after all. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are tracking a winter storm system that will bring rain tonight through tomorrow. The rain will change to snow tomorrow night, and that could give us 2 to 3, maybe up to 4 inches of accumulation by Thursday morning. Today, though, partly to mostly cloudy, overall mostly cloudy, with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.